Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe, minicamp is mandatory. You're going to be out there.
Mandatory! And I will not be there today, but...
You're going to be fined for that.
Try to get out there. It's just a $500 fine for us not being out there. So,
is that what it used to be in your day?
I got to be honest with you.
You never skipped it.
Everybody made minicamp. I can tell you, after all these years,
yeah,
I don't think anybody had the basketballs to skip Don Shula's minicamp. By the way, it's weird back then because a lot of guys just say, hey, you knew that minicamp was a certain date and you came in town, and then later on, we kind of started that off-season workout thing. Like, that thing kind of started one year. He goes, hey, we're going to pay you guys $200 a week to stay around and work out. And still, a lot of players decided not to. My best story about that is after the season, Coach Shula tried to get an early jump on. You have those mandatory meetings before you leave. You have after the season, you get together and you go, all right, if you need a surgery, let's get those done right now. And he was smart. Like, there was no waiting a month or two. It was like, you know how sometimes we're going, why'd you wait so long to get surgery? He was like, all right, our doctor, I started to say his name, our doctor is ready to get all these surgeries done for every part of the body. He should have said about 20% of you will come out okay. But so anyway, you get those done. And then he also, she was going to go, hey, you're going to be around this off season, right? So we can work out and you'll be at these fields. And so he did it to Doug Betters. And it was the year that Doug Betters won Defensive Player of the Year. Doug was a hell of a player, Doug Betters, one of the killer bees. And so Shoes, he asked Doug, hey, Doug, you're not going back to Montana. Doug lived in this, still does, part of the year. Doug, if you're listening, how you doing, brother? Always miss you. Great, great teammate. So Doug used to like to go back to Montana, ski and on a lake and fish. I mean, just really enjoyed himself. Loved the outdoors. And so he goes, no, coach, I'll see you for mini camp. And then after mini camp, I'll see you for the start of the season. He goes, well, you're not going to be around? He goes, no. And so everybody kind of wanted to see, like, he goes, Doug tells him, you know, I think everything the way I'm doing it's working out so far. He tells the coach, I don't know, I don't remember how many sacks Doug had. He might have had 18 or 16 or. He had a lot of sacks. Then the killer bees were really good. And he goes, the system I'm using seems to be working, so I'm going to stick with it. Shoes. Yeah, man, he worked on everybody. Wanted to get guys to stay around. You think it's hard to keep guys around now? Try not paying them and trying to get them to stay around or trying to feed them $200 a week to see if that worked. Anyway, that was it. But I don't remember a whole lot of guys going, hey, where's such and such for this 3-day mini camp we're having? Because we had that mini camp, then you were done, right? Mini camp, and then he'd give you a date. Hey, this open a camp, and rookie camp's on this date, and we're going to ask some of you guys, the backups all had to come in early and with the rookies, which for me was every year. And then vets came in a week or a week and a half later. So it was a little different deal back then for some of the way it was set up. But, yeah, this one, if you're wondering, it's basically if you decide to skip the – it's 3 days, I believe, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's $100,000 if you don't show up because it is mandatory. I think it's like $17,000 the first day, almost $34,000 the second day, and $50,000 the third day. So if you want – and by the way, I always love this one because I remember the first time somebody got fined, I go, I'm not paying it. Because I go, what do you mean you're not paying? And he goes, I'm not going to pay it. I'm going to take it out of your check, dumbass. You got no say so. What do you think? Don't you have your right to check to him? Oh, man. Yeah, no. Your check's going to be lighter when you get fined. That's all. Yeah. I promise you the coach has already told somebody in accounting that your check is going to be smaller if I just never understand, man. There's a couple things, no matter how much you make, and I know this is playing when I had a $35,000, $42,000, and $50,000 base a long, long time ago, my first 3 years. But when I hear a guy decided to stay away and he's going to skip his $100,000 bonus he would get for being here for a certain amount of workouts in the offseason, OTAs, I always go, wow. I always wonder someday, even if you're making $250 million, like $100,000? I don't know, man. I just got a lot of respect for the dollar. I do. I don't know, man. Just to give money away. And we, through the years, have had guys that have had weight clauses, right? Guys that have had a problem with their weight. If you show up the first day of OTAs or first day of mini camp, they're going to weigh you for the first time. And you have a certain amount of weigh-ins a year. If you stay under in the off season, you can make the team used to pay a lot of money for certain guys that had weight problems to keep it down because they didn't want you trying to lose it during camp and getting injured. And we had guys that just couldn't do it. I had a guy that lived in my community. Remember Larry Chester? Larry Chester just could not keep the weight off. Came in and wasn't even close, like 20 pounds over. And he just like, yeah. And he said, I can't remember which coach it was. He told him, I was doing coaching shows, and he just said, yeah, my wife's a great cook, man. She cooks Southern style, and I love her cooking. And I was like, damn. He goes, I work out, but I just can't lose weight. I'm like, damn, man, gave up a lot of money. A lot of money. Anyway, it's a different time, and I understand it's a hell of a lot more money. But I don't know. Someday I always wonder, is there a time where you go, you know, after taxes, I could have used that $70,000. I could have done something with that $70,000 after. Anyway, we got good news, obviously, last night. The Panthers, I don't know if anybody saw that coming, but a 6-1 win. Toronto saw a couple of them, didn't they? Toronto saw a couple of those 6-1s, but last night, 3 power play goals for the Panthers. Big Bob. Listen, before we talk about anybody else or anything else, you start with Big Bob. 32 saves, and early on, he had to be special because they had some really good shot opportunities to score. And he was really friggin' good. Got off to the great start. Brad Marchand again. What a series he's having. And they knocked them out. Their system just totally knocked Edmonton out of their game plan. Just totally knocked them out. Stupid penalties they were taking, although they thought they got some bad calls and they thought there wasn't enough called on the Panthers and the Panthers were getting away with things and all the whining that took place after the game from Edmonton. But it was they looked like there was no discipline, lost their composure, and did some stupid things, didn't play well. And the Panthers took out their 2 best players, just did not have any kind of stamp on this game, nothing. They were just there. Now, I've learned that can change quickly because I remember this happening last year. And the next thing you know, McDavid became muck ridiculous because he did everything there for a while. But last night, they were special. They were special. Now, 11 games, 5 or more goals for the Panthers. And last night was one hell of a... 2 wins away now. 2 wins away. So we'll see what happens. We'll get into a lot more stuff a little bit later on in the show.
We're just getting texts on how much DJ Khaled sucks.
By the way, I've just...
That keeps coming in this morning. Somebody on the text said DJ Khaled is the most unlikable human being on earth.
But he gets so teams invite him and he likes to be in the middle.
Yeah, of course,
and
they asked him.
They asked him, remember one year the Heat had him. He was taking the national whoever had it back then, ESPN. He was taking him on a tour of everything, and I was like, when did that guy start representing South Florida? When did that guy?
Never understood the whole DJ Khaled thing. He gets on stage and screams and yells, and
UD and Bam being there is great. UD is on a hall pass for life, and so is Bam. They are. But I got to tell you, man, I'm with you. I don't get the DJ thing, DJ Khaled thing. I don't get it. I don't get it. I must be missing something.
I know. Maybe walk down to Power 96. Maybe they'll help us out and find out what he actually does.
No, they.
Oh, they like him, I'm sure.
Well, he must have some talent. Yeah, he shows up here from time to time. You look up and, you know, Mr. 305 turned, you know, hockey 954 last night, man. Which, by the way, good for the Panthers, man. Everybody jumping on the bandwagon. And listen, whether you like hockey a lot or not, everybody in South Florida likes a winner. Everybody likes a winner. And by the way, they're picking up more and more fans in that game last night. By the way, by far outside of Big Bob and the way he played. Sam Bennett's 2 hits and going the other way to score. One of the greatest plays. The hustle after the second hit to turn and fly and get the puck and score was unbelievable. Unbelievable. For me, I don't know plays that stood out for you last night, and there was a lot of, you know, the Verhaeghe goal was just, I mean, what was that, a 12x12 or 10x10-inch opening that he put that just over the shoulder of Skinner last night, who got pulled, by the way, in the third period. Edmonton's got, they got to do a little, they got a lot of work to do, man, to get things, because there was a lot of problems last night in their game from start to finish. There were problems everywhere, and I think last thing they want to do is keep giving Panthers a lot of power plays. Had 3 goals last night on them. Not exactly what they want. All right, man, this Wine and Cheese show is going to continue, by the way, as we got a lot more stuff to get to here. By the way, hope everybody get a chance this weekend. If you don't have plans, you want to bring the family out, the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit is this Saturday at the Tank Brewery. We'd love to have you out there. Lonzo Mourning, would love to invite you out there to join us with all our health experts. And by the way, man, for a lot of guys, especially men, they're, I'm fine, I don't need anything. Yeah, I used to think that too, man. But reality is, you do. And you need to hear from some of these doctors. And Dan Marino will be out there. Glenn Rice will be out there. Kim Bocamper's going to be out there. They got great prizes. They got a lot of stuff set up for the kids. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. It's going to be a good time. Hey, by the way, while we're at it with everything else, I do want to take a moment this morning to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. They have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. You can get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set, and a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. It is spectacular. I want everybody to see it in person. If you're thinking about a diamond engagement ring and you're tight on money and you really want to get this done, you love her, you want to get it done, she doesn't want to wait any longer, you're feeling a little pressure, you'll never go wrong with that. I'm telling you right now, it is spectacular for the price. It's a limited time deal, but it is fantastic. Gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Man, I trust Beverly's Jewels. I've been going there for 35 years. It's gotten to be bad, Jeff. You and I are getting old, buddy. 35 years. Amanda's there, his daughter, and a great staff ready to make sure you get exactly what you want for birthdays, anniversaries, or any other special occasion. Just go online to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard, where South Florida gets engaged.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, before we get back to it here, Joe, and other people know, I will be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday, June 19th at 3 o'clock for a FIFA Club World Cup watch party. I'll be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. Come by Waxy's Irish Pub, watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice cold beer specials. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com.
That's going
to
be kind of cool, by the way. I know we haven't talked about it, but Inter Miami is going to be in this World Cup club.
Club World Cup.
Club World Cup, thank you.
No problem.
And it's going to be at Hard Rock. Really, really cool. We've been talking about Messi, getting a chance to see Messi and more people could go to see him. And that's going to be really cool. Really, really cool. It'll be a chance, I'm guessing, for a lot of people, maybe see the team for the first time. So good for business, and good to have them. By the way, all the big clubs are playing in that. I went I didn't know a lot about this, to be honest. So I was like, yeah, let me take a look. You know, all of a sudden, now that we got Messi here in Inter Miami, you kind of watch. I've noticed I watch the soccer stuff more. I hit you with Mbappe's now at Real Madrid.
That's because you were overseas for a
while.
Well,
I just saw how much they dislike him. Like, he went from their hero, and now they friggin' hate him because they left that team. And then that team wins that European championship.
Mm-hmm. Did you celebrate in the streets with everyone?
No, I was gone. Oh. I got out just in time. But I got to tell you, the night I was there, I was like, what's going on with all these crowds? They're getting lathered up for that game tomorrow. Oh, okay. They're getting ready to go. But anyway, hey, got a good win last night for the Panthers. Boy, I'll tell you what, I sure would like to see some of these writers talk more about their talent and less about their physical play and their system. You got to have talent, too. I know that kind of – maybe everybody just, well, obviously you got to have talent. You wouldn't be in the finals here. But they got it all. And if you think Bennett is just some kind of goon that goes around doing cheap shots, you missed one of the great plays in this series that you'll see with a couple of big hits. Get the puck back, and he just takes off after the second hit and beats everybody down the ice and scores a goal. Just a gorgeous two hits and turns. Tell me how many teams in hockey wouldn't love to have Mr. Bennett on their team. They tried to interview him before the game. He was all business. He was zoned in, man. He was zoned in, ready to go. They are all about getting these two wins, and they have been motivated since they won the first one and came back. And you know, it'd be easy. You know, we got ours, but this team got a little something special. A little something special to them with everything. So, anyway, besides that, we got mini camp today, the first of 3 days. I just get in the big stories here right now that Mike McDaniel will have to talk about, and he's gonna have to talk about two of his best players, Jonnu Smith and Zach Seeler. It is no secret they want new contracts. And then on top of that, the cornerback position, they got to ask him about that. Are you happy with what you have? And listen, Mike's involved. He and Chris are working hand in hand. Mike's going to be asked, like, what are we doing about cornerback? Are you going with this group? Have you changed your tune? Or do you expect to get one of these cornerbacks? Every one of them.
He did kind of steer clear, though, last time, right, when they asked him about it?
He did. He went, hey, yeah. I'm the coach.
And he is the coach. He's not the personnel guy. Like, yeah, that's Chris's job.
Well, listen, Mike made it a point to let everybody know that Mike jumped in on his quarterback's contract.
You think all these things get figured out, by the way, at least the two of them that are kind of pressing right now?
Yes.
Jalen Ramsey thing, all right, that's over.
No, well, it's not over. They got to get him off the books.
But he's not coming back.
It's the kid that won't go away till you know.
Jonnu, they'll figure that out?
Yes.
Sealer?
Yes.
Okay. They better.
But, hey, man, everybody's starting to, you know, ask, like, so Jalen Ramsey got a big, fat contract that you gave him. Big, fat, guaranteed contract.
Yeah, that's probably why the other guys see what was happening last year. Now they want theirs.
So how? No, that's for sure. Like, last year you gave out extensions. We'd like to get one, too.
Get the coach and the GM an extension, didn't they?
They did. You read Perk's article.
Yeah, I mean,
Chris Perkins.
Like, talking about culture.
Boy.
Yeah.
Perk got after him. I'll tell you what.
He did.
Perk wanted to get after him before he sees him today. A couple days, got that article out there.
He'll make good today, though, right? He'll have a nicer tone to his article.
Perk
today
goes back and forth, yeah. Perk's got.
They Perk all do.
Hey, so anyway, we've been talking about these names. Rasul Douglas, he came in here. Left, no contract. He went to Seattle, same thing. Tell me, Rasul Douglas and his agent wanted a certain amount of money. He had 15 starts last year. Stephon Gilmore, going to be 35 to start the season in September. He had 15 starts last year. But again, you know, he's beating father time at that position. There ain't too many 35-year-old corners. Shaq Griffin, Mike Hilton, Sante Samuel's waiting to get the green light on his physical from a neck and shoulder injury. He's 25 years old, but he only played 4 games last year. Out of St. Thomas Aquinas, got to mention that. Jack Jones and Jair Alexander, 14 games the last 2 years, but a couple years ago he was all pro bowl. And he had some years with, I think, 4, 5, and 6 interceptions. But the last 2 years, he's played 7 games each season, 14 games total. He's missed more than half the games. And apparently he's got a lot of teams interested. And, of course, the Dolphins, are expected to be there. You just can't pay top dollar for any of these guys. You can't. All these guys have to be low base compared to what they've made in their prime, low base with high incentives. Because you got guys either injured or coming off poor production, downside of their career, and you probably would like to sign one of these guys. One of these guys you think would, number one, got to be good with the young guys. Because you got a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of football back there. So you got to be a guy that's willing to share time and help guys as well as hopefully come in and be able to play. So that's where you are. None of these guys have signed, Woody. None of them. We've been talking about that same group now for a while, and now Alexander's joined the party officially after being released by Green Bay. Anyway, so we got more stuff to get to here this morning. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, going to join us at 8 o'clock. And Goldie, we're giving Gold a little time to wake up this morning.
All right, so when they asked Mike today, what do you think he says when they asked him about Janu and Sealer?
I want him on this team.
But, generic answer?
But I think he makes it clear that he's staying out of the money.
Okay.
I think after last year, I'm guessing Stephen Ross told everybody to shut up about the money. You think at some point, even guys, like somebody says, how'd we do on those four contracts last year? How'd we, four contracts? That sound right? Four? How'd we do? Did we get our money's worth on that? We got and our future.
Yeah, but the most frustrating thing last year is they essentially blamed the backup quarterback deal on lack of money.
Well, that's weak.
Right? I mean, that was what they essentially,
by the way,
that's what they said. They didn't have the money to pay the backup.
Woody, listen to me. That is weak sauce. That's a sauce you would never put on.
Imagine Stephen Ross being him and hearing that.
Oh, great call. Oh, Woody, one of the great all-time calls you've ever made.
Explain these things.
Can you imagine?
How does this guy? This guy must be a master
Stephen Ross,
spinning stuff.
Stephen Ross heard that last year and he went, "What? I just spent how much up front on contracts? How much? Brandon Shore just sent out all these checks to these guys, bonuses or upfront money before they even played last year, and now I find out Skyler wasn't really your backup quarterback. That's not the guy you really wanted." I thought they really liked him. I apparently drank the wrong Kool-Aid on that day. All right, hey, we got more stuff to get to. Speaking of baseball, Marlins on the road. Lost yesterday to Pittsburgh, but I want to let you know the World Baseball Classic is just electric. It is unbelievable. If you haven't been to a World Baseball Classic game at Lone Depot Park, it's going to be back 2026, March. And you can get a chance to get your celebrate and be out there. Dominican Republic, Venezuela, two of the best teams. Marlins members get exclusive priority access to this sold-out event. So if you're interested, visit marlins.com/WBC for more information. And you'll get the best prices and access, great tickets to be able to go. Something you really want to go to. It's a good time right now to check that out. Or don't forget, Flanagan's Fest is coming up Saturday, June 21st. Score the exclusive Flanagan's X Marlins jersey with a special ticket package. Really cool stuff. Go to marlins.com/Flanagan's. Flanagan's Cup giveaway is cool stuff they've got going on. So check them out. Go to marlins.com/Flanagan's. Find out about the big days coming up on June 21st and how you can be there that Saturday with Marlins baseball going to be back in town soon.
We'll give away a pair of those tickets now for Flanagan's Fest on
June the 21st. All right, good time to connect it. Always great food.
Yeah, trying to add it on there with
you. You going today. Caesar, chicken Caesar salad? They got really good there. Are you going ribs?
I think I've ever ordered a salad at a restaurant, to be quite honest with you.
All right.
Especially at a sports bar. But we'll go caller number five, 305-567-0560.
When you find it harder to lose weight as you get older, you start eating.
Well, yeah, but a salad?
Grab a salad.
I know, that's your motto.
Grab a salad.
We'll give those tickets away to caller number five right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, let's jump right into it here. We had Don Nelson. Did you happen to catch this?
I did.
He got the the Lifetime Achievement Award there, the Chuck Daly Award, and he did a little press conference, had a chance to weigh in on some different topics, and here's a little snippet.
And Luca, too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luca's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. Just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that.
Can't get away from that one, huh?
No. I can hear the
they
team.
They better hope Cooper Flagg
team's
is good.
Going, damn, here we go again. Yeah, they're going to have old Cooper Flagg in for a workout.
I don't think he's going to be Luka, but I don't know.
Probably not. Not offensively. Anything he does is going to be better on the other end. All right, go ahead.
All right, this was pretty wild, Joe. I saw this pop up here. Super Bowl 60, I think that's what we're on to at this point, right? Oh, LX God. 60.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh. And how about this? Ad inventory, you know, commercial inventory, almost sold out here, Joe. Most of the commercial inventory for NBC's broadcast Super Bowl 60 in February 2026 is reportedly already sold at around $7 million per 30-second ad.
$7 million for 30 seconds.
Now, this is why. 75 of the 100 most watched 2024 primetime telecasts were sports related, 45 of those being NFL games. The Super Bowl always at the top of that list, Joe.
By a zillion miles, yes.
Yeah, so 7 mil for a 30-second spot, and now you have ad executives that are quoted in this article saying that they should make the commercial breaks longer so that they could sneak more ads in there.
That's all we need.
Exactly what we need.
That's all we need, right? All right, time out here. Time out. 4 minutes later, players are called. Yeah, you better be careful.
They do those in-game commercials now, too, where they put the commercial on one side, the game's on the other. Like, everything's a commercial.
It's that is, I'm amazed this thing has exploded. I always say this. Look at when I was coming up in the 70s and 80s and 80s in the league, we weren't number one, man. Baseball was number one. And to see what has happened in the NFL, I'm just amazed. I am.
All right, speaking of TV money here, Joe, there was a rumor floating around. Now, it's kind of been shot down, but I'm curious what you think about this. Did you hear what Michael Jordan was rumored to be getting for his little gig at NBC?
No, I didn't.
They put out that he was going to make $40 million a year be on NBC. I don't even think it's clear what his role is going to be, but... like, this is obviously, it's a big get because MJ just doesn't do this kind of stuff.
And MJ doesn't need the money. And you're right. He's really private.
Yeah, he just doesn't. I don't think I can't remember the last time I've heard MJ comment.
I heard his club up in Palm Beach is spectacular.
Yeah, I would assume so, yes.
By the way, it's not just golf club. It's a home. He owns everything up there.
You going to apply for membership?
It's way out of my league.
Yeah.
But I know some guys that got invited to play up there, and they said it's different level.
Wow. I can imagine different level, that is. Man. But anyway, Joe.
I know people.
That would, just to give you a little reference here, Tom Brady makes $37.5 million a year for his work on Fox. Barkley makes about $20 million a year. So $40 million for Jordan, they say, is a little... probably a little high, but still, I don't know what, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm with you. Like, he's not going to sit down and do interviews with other guys.
Have you ever heard him recently break down? He just doesn't do any of this stuff.
I would love to see MJ and LeBron have an interview. I mean, that would
be great.
But what like, is he going to do that? I don't want to do that.
I can't remember the last time I heard MJ speak.
He's MJ.
I know he spoke it.
MJ's different level. MJ, he does.
He spoke when, you know, Kobe, when they were at the arena for that. I know he spoke at that thing, but
yeah.
I just can't remember any other times he's really publicly been out there.
I just think that the Nike story and splitting away with his own product and what he gets paid and the fact that we got young kids that don't know anything about him that buy his shoes when they come out every friggin' year. I keep thinking this thing's going to get old, and they just get more popular.
He's still the top dog of the collecting world, man.
Amazing.
Nobody better.
Amazing.
Do
you
have
an MJ card? By the way, I asked you that. You have an MJ card, don't you?
A few.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You have to have MJ cards. Collection's not complete without those, Joe. Come on. all right, I'll skip to this one here, then we'll go backtrack. But since we're on the topic of memorabilia here, we had the most expensive tennis racket ever that just got sold. Any idea who it belonged to? Oh. Just sold at auction for $157,000, the most expensive tennis racket ever sold.
I don't know. A Nadal racket.
You're right.
Is it?
It was Rafael Nadal's 2017 French Open winning racket.
Well, the only reason they did a celebration... the four greats were, you saw that picture, right? I don't know what that was gone, but they did the four picture, the four of them, Murray and Djokovic and Nadal and Federer out there, and they had a celebration because, wasn't Nadal win that like 14 times? He won the French Open like 14 times.
That's your wheelhouse, Joe.
I know.
I'm not all the stats in front of me, so that I'm going to, whatever you say,
you don't play
I'm
that
just
sport.
Gonna,
I know. You're not a big fan of that sport. It's fine.
No, I mean, not like you. You ran to take that picture with Federer. keeping it going here. Did you see what happened?
You'll never let that go.
Little bachelor party down here in Miami.
Who would have had their late? Well, everybody has.
Well, who's engaged? None other than the massage king himself. Deshaun Watson had his big bachelor party down here in Miami. Had a nice little dinner down there at that Poppy Steak. They said they rented.
I've been there.
Some,
that place is really good.
It looks very good. Said it was, they rented some luxury sports cars that they cruised around the city in, and no discussion of any spas or anything like that down here. I know we have some good ones.
You're
down
saying
here.
Massage Envy, like sent and put a sign out, no Deshaun.
Man, you're for a guy man. That has done, I mean, it just all has fallen into place for that guy. It's pretty amazing.
So I think he's out. Is he out for the year?
Yeah.
It's just weird. So what's he going to do? Just kind of hang
Sit
around?
Sit back and collect money and hang out in Miami? They said his dinner cost $20,000.
He's got plenty. He can have a lot of $20,000 dinners.
No, isn't it amazing? You do all that stuff, and then it all just falls into place so beautifully for you.
Fully,
really a nice story.
Fully guaranteed.
Yep. And he's getting married. The girl stuck with him through
she
all that.
She stuck with him. You know part of her. Even blind love. Even there's cracks in blind love, right? A little bit. They like. I get it. I understand the whole deal. I do, but like.
Do you think she got to a point where like
how many
it would come
women,
out with another girl every day and it was just like she just didn't care anymore? She's like, I know you're bad. Like,
no, I think she's just like. You told me that's your story and you're sticking to it, and I'm believing it the same way. Because you, when you're with me, I can tell you love me. What was that number? What did that number get up to? Deshaun Watson.
I don't know, 60-something maybe?
Let me ask you, would it be any better for first of all, he would have come clean. He'd never played again in the NFL. So.
Well, Justin Tucker got his ass thrown off the team. He's done. Right?
So I always wonder. I got to share this with you. It's kind of a wild thought, and somebody's going to be offended by this, but I got to share it with you.
Okay.
So he's a devout Catholic. He's part of the devout Catholic club. I saw
Justin
that.
Justin Tucker?
Yeah, very involved in the church, and God bless him, because I'm not a great Catholic, but I've spent a lot of my life in the Catholic church. And I always wonder, like, when you meet the priest— like when he goes to see that priest that he's been going to that same church for a long time in the Baltimore area. And like he does that confession, because if you're a devout Catholic, you're probably doing a lot of confessions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the average, my mom had me going when I was a kid every friggin' week, but I don't know what about now. But he's probably gone there and he's like, do you come clean to him? Because he's not going to say anything. He's going to give you some Hail Marys and Our Fathers and let you ride, but... You think he's come clean with the priest, the priest says, you know, the name of the father, he goes, whole thing, he goes, all right.
How does that work, though? Do they have the same, like, confidentiality thing like a doctor would have? Like, are they not allowed to rat? I don't know.
So that's a great question. Father Ed Bonaventure, he would know. He might be listening right now. But that's a great question for Catholic. Woody, that's a great question. I always thought growing up when I told him, you know, some of the things I did as a kid, that it was top secret. And my mother is involved in the church. And I was like, I'm trusting you now. I'm starting to become a little bit of a bad kid here. Like, I'm trusting you not telling my mother because she will kick my ass. And if she doesn't, she's going to hand it off to my father and he'll do it. That's a great question. Somebody out there that's Catholic, we got a big Catholic community down here. Can you go in and tell the priest, you know, I got a little crazy in a massage parlor?
Well, if you commit a crime, the doctor, I think, has like the legal obligation to rat. But
I don't know what the rule is for that priest. That's a great question. Like, does he come out and go, hey, I don't usually do this, but. I'm going to talk to your mom about this one, or I'm going to talk to your husband about this one. This is a problem right here. I don't know.
Okay.
Damn, Woody, you've been good today.
This is unrelated, by the way, unrelated to Deshaun and Justin Tucker. We have a snake problem here.
In the Everglades,
in South Florida. The Conservancy, Joe, of Southwest Florida removed more than 20 tons of Burmese pythons from Southwest Florida.
Woody, you know...
This, by the way, is a record as well.
Woody, do you know, like, when they lay eggs, I thought at first they were just laying a couple. They lay friggin' hundreds of them.
No. They said
little bastards are everywhere, and then they get big.
Since 2013, the team has stopped 20,000 python eggs from hatching. The largest female python ever documented measured 18 feet and weighed 215 pounds.
Oh, my God. That wraps around you when you were done. Yeah. If one of those ever wraps around you while you're out there with Channing Crowder fishing, you're done.
Says pythons can eat meals that are more than 100% of their body mass with a diet of more than 85 species, including deer, rabbits, foxes, bobcats, birds, and humans. And
the gators got to pick it up. Alligators got to pick it up out there because I think the rednecks are getting tired of going out there catching them. I mean, they need a vacation too, those guys out
You're
there.
You're essentially
the time.
In Naples. Have any of these made it to your property?
Why do you talk stupid now that you're going to be living more west?
It's not. I mean, you're a Manatee County, essentially. You're on the county line, I would say.
No, I'm not. I always think 27, man. You get out towards 27, that's a...
All right, here you go. Priests have a duty of confidentiality, says.
Is that right?
I don't know if that... If you
I'm not
to
talking
crime,
about, you know, stealing a piece of gum, your kid stealing a piece of gum.
Like, if you're like Deshaun and you're like, this is what I've done, or Justin, like, you get an example there, like...
You're forgiven.
Someone said anything you tell the pastor is privilege can't testify against you. Someone said.
I did not. You know what? I wasn't sure. It just tells you.
Interesting.
I got a ways to go. I did not know that. That was a great question, Woody. I haven't been to a confession. They started doing those open confessions. I was out.
Well, if you ever commit a crime, why don't you?
They used to have them where they were shut so we couldn't see each other. You just heard the voice. Now, damn.
Oh, now you look right at them. You're in
That's
the same
intimidating.
Room. Really?
I don't want to tell you about my first one and only one I did.
Recent?
No. When they stopped and they go, this is the way we do them now. The day that finally happened, and I was like, can we go do this privately somewhere? Don't you have one of those things set up like when I was a kid? All right, Woody, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up, man. We got Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports. Not to ever take away from what took place, that ass whooping. That dominating game last night, game three, 6-1 win for the Panthers. But we got minicamp, and we're going to talk a little bit about these veteran corners and the cornerback situation and Jalen Ramsey. What the hell's going on? We'll talk to Kyle Krause about some of that and what he thinks might be happening. But right now, I want to talk to you about the main man. You know, a lot of people go around telling, go, hey, I'm the main man. I go, no, you're not. I hear a guy say, hey, I'm the main man out here. And I go, no, you're not. Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts is the main man every day. He's earned that. He's earned that because he can sell your business. He'll market it and sell it and get you more money than you thought possible. He's got people ready to buy your companies that have moved here to South Florida and looking for their own businesses down there. They've sold their other businesses, other places, and looking for businesses just like yours. So you got to ask yourself this question. You've been going back and forth. I know. I think it's time to sell. I don't know. It's been good for our family. I don't know if I can give it. Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of me and tired? Well, if you answered yes to these questions, it's time to make that call to Anthony Caliendo and let him. Doesn't matter what size. Doesn't matter how specialized. There's a buyer out there for every business. He's going to get to it. And by the way, you got to sit down first. A lot of business owners have no idea what their business is worth. It's a free to you $2,500 value to sit down. He'll get all the information, figure out what it's worth, and he'll get going like a pit bull out in front, man. He's ready to go. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. I promise you this. Once you meet Anthony Caliendo, you will want him to represent you. He is the main man. Visit the web, themainman.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.